Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, preparations are underway for Pope Francis's upcoming visit to Iraq. Now, this is actually a pretty historic visit because it is the first time a pope has ever visited Iraq. So what has led to this visit and what is expected to come from the trip? Well, on the line to tell us more, we've Colm Flynn, TV and radio broadcaster, who's on the line live from Rome and is going to be travelling to Iraq with Pope Francis. Colm, thanks for joining us on the show. Good morning to you.
Wendy, it's always great to talk to you. Happy Monday.
Well, as always, Colm, you get to do all the high-flying trips. You are going to be going on this trip to Iraq with Pope Francis. Tell us, first of all, though, before we get into what that's going to be like, how are you getting on in Rome? How has life been for you in terms of reporting about stories from the Vatican during a pandemic?
Wendy, life in the Eternal City is beautiful. I know even during a lockdown, I feel guilty in saying this because I know it's so tough for a lot of people, but here in Rome, just even going out, walking through the streets and the narrow cobblestoned little alleyways and back alleyways, it's just such a beautiful city. I'm so blessed to be here. And reporting is going well. I've been here for a few months. I think actually the last time we spoke, Wendy, around Christmas, I just moved here. And reporting on the Vatican, there is never a dull moment. Covering all the stories, the good, the bad and the ugly, but never a dull moment.
So tell us a little bit about this trip then, Pope Francis' upcoming visit to Iraq. What's preceded it, as seen as it's never happened before in terms of a pope visiting this country?
That's right. Some popes in the past have talked about going to Iraq, or they've tried to go. Pope John Paul II was the last, and he had a trip planned in 1999, but they had to cancel that at the last minute due to security concerns. Basically, the country couldn't guarantee his safety. So, of course, with the war, with the instability there in the country, it's been very difficult for a pope to go and visit. But Pope Francis has been talking about this for a long time. He has always wanted to go to Iraq. The persecution of Christians is something that's very close to his heart. And in Iraq, Christians have been persecuted for years now and they've fled the country. So this is going to be the first apostolic trip that he has done in a while because of the pandemic. And it will be the first ever, as you said, the first ever time a pope has visited the country of Iraq in 2 weeks. I'll be on the papal flight with a number of other reporters. We'll be going to witness this historic journey. And it'll be not a long trip. He's going to be there for just a couple of days, but he's going to try and hit a lot of the main cities. He will meet the prime minister. He'll meet political leaders. He'll meet some of the key Muslim leaders in the country as well, which will be a big thing for interreligious dialogue. And he's going to meet, Wendy, some of the persecuted Christians and talk to them and hear their stories as well.
It sounds like, as always with the papal visit, there's going to be a lot going on. What about your own preparations, Colm, in terms of stories you're working on? I know historically, if you're a journalist that's blessed enough to get a seat on the papal plane, that's often a time when the Pope, and Pope Francis specifically, gives a lot of exclusives, and that's often where lots of headlines and sound bites are dropped. So what are you preparing to ask him?
Well, that is a good question. And this is all new to me, how this works, because as you know, before this, I was living in New York City and working there for RTE and the BBC. So I moved here just recently. I've never been on a papal flight before. But you're right. Normally, the Pope, he travels at the front of the plane. They charter a plane normally from the Italian airline. The Pope is up the front with all of his entourage. And then the journalists were down the back somewhere. And traditionally, during the flight, he will come back and he will go around and talk to each journalist one-on-one. Now, this is off the record. It's not a chance for you to do an interview, but he'll come and say hi, and it's your opportunity to greet the Pope, maybe give him a gift or a letter or talk to him about whatever you please. And then he would take one or two questions. But I've been told the way it works is, because there are journalists from the BBC, from NBC, from CNN, from all the big networks, that together the journalists decide on one question. So it's not like people are shouting questions and like maybe Donald Trump's press conference in the White House. It's a bit different than that.
We just have a sense of real collegiality then with different networks. You're not in competition with each other. You just want to get the best out of a chat and an interview with the Pope.
Yeah, so I've been told the way it works is you get together before the flight or when the flight is taking off and you agree together on one question to ask to the Pope. So that's the way I think it's going to work. Who gets to ask that question? I'm not sure, but I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing how you get on, of course, on the trip and on that papal plane as well, Colm. But in terms of what the visit means to Catholics in particular, and Christians, of course, give us a little bit of insight into the history in Iraq for Catholics and for Christians.
It is a very complicated and unfortunately bloody history, because I think, you know, especially since the US invasion. Now, the persecution of Christians did not begin with the US invasion, but I spoke actually just 10 minutes ago, Wendy, would you believe, I finished an interview with a guy called Alexandre Deval. He's a Frenchman and he is one of the most well-known writers when it comes to Christianophobia, talking about the persecution of Christians. I just ran down from the TV studio to the radio studio to do this interview, and he was telling me that in the mind of many Muslims in Iraq, they see Christianity has been the religion of the imperialistic white man, as he put it. And so it's a very deeply rooted hatred they have, many of them. This is what he was telling me. And he said that with the US invasion, that they see the meddling of the West, Western countries, in the affairs of the Middle East, Eastern countries, as something that has fueled this. So the persecution of Christians has gotten worse over the years. It hasn't gotten better. There are two trains of thought about the Pope's visit. Some think this is great. It's going to be a way to bring Muslims and Christians together, to remind them that we are all brothers and sisters. The man I just interviewed, Alexandre Deval, and some others think that it may be too soft an approach to go there and to talk about brotherhood and sisterhood, when really we should be demanding that Christians are not persecuted anymore. We should be taking a harder line. So there's kind of a split among people whether this trip is a good trip at the right time, or whether maybe it's something that's a bit too soft.
And do you think Pope Francis will get to talk to the right people in order to try and advocate for Christians in Iraq?
He will get to the right people, I think, but it's all down to what he says and how he says it. And the guy I interviewed, it was fascinating. It really kind of opened my eyes to hear this, his opinions on things. He was saying, you know, if Muslims, they see the Pope coming and embracing the leaders, you know, and all the persecution that is done to Christians in the name of Islam, and if they see the Pope coming in and, you know, embracing them and acting like things are fine, it doesn't send out a good message. He said over there in that culture, they admire strength. They don't like weakness. And if they see the Pope as a weak leader, it could even go against us in our favor. But you know what? Many Christians and many Catholics are saying this is a great thing to go and talk about hope, just to be a presence there. It maybe will go and start to change the mindset of people in the country.
I mean, when you consider that, I think back in 2003, there was around 1.5 million Christians in Iraq. I think now that number is more like 225,000. But it will be interesting to see just how the itinerary pans out and what happens next. Colin, we'll definitely be keeping in touch with you, and I'm sure you're going to be working hard in terms of preparation. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to you, Colin, live from Iraq March.
And you know what? We can talk in the papal flight as well. Wendy, what would you like me to ask the Pope?
Oh,
what's,
you know,
Wendy's question?
I'm gonna have to think about that, and I'm gonna have to leave the pre-flight chat that you're gonna have and debate that you're gonna have with other journalists. Are you gonna give us an insight? Have you thought about it yet, or have you decided?
No, to be honest, I haven't, because I was in New York 2 weeks ago for another work thing, and I rushed back to get vaccinated because one of the rules from the Vatican is that journalists who are going on the papal flight must be vaccinated. So I had to rush back to get vaccinated from New York. And then it's been go, go, go since I got back. We have been interviewing different minority groups in Iraq over satellite. I just ran down from the studio interviewing that expert in Christianophobia and Islam. So I haven't had a chance to think about what question I would like to put forward.
Yeah, I'm sure doing that work, as in talking to lots of different people in Iraq prior to the trip, will help inform that question anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? It brings home the reality, because we hear so much about persecuted Christians, and you know, the more you hear about something, the more immune, sadly, you can become to it. And you just think, oh, when you hear on the news more persecuted Christians. But over the last few 2 weeks, when I've been interviewing these Christians who have been displaced, as you said, so many of them have left Iraq, the stories are harrowing and they're heartbreaking, and they don't seem to be going away. So I hope that by me being on the flight, having the TV crew with us, that we'll be able to shed more light on this, put a spotlight on it, and you know, we just hope and pray that the condition will improve for all of these people.
Yeah, I think everyone will echo that sentiment. Well, Colin, we'll be following your trip, I know, on social media. We'll be following you and seeing how you get on, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you during the trip as well. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme today.
Wendy, my pleasure, and thank you very much for having me on.
That's Colin Flynn, TV and radio broadcaster. He is going to be on the papal flight with Pope Francis when Pope Francis' historic trip to Iraq happens on the 5th to the 8th of March. And as I mentioned, you can check out Colin. He's on Instagram and Twitter and all that sort of stuff. And no doubt he'll be posting relevant updates on there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.